Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 227 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie's going to give us an update on Caroline's college plans. We're going to talk about Alex turning 18, and it's my turn to share five favorites. So, lots of fun in store. As always, we would love for you to stop by our Amazon shop. It's where we put a lot of the stuff that we talk about and stuff that we love, and you can find all that at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, hope y'all enjoy episode 227. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And I would like to kick us off by talking about Mississippi State baseball, please.
No, I'm so shocked. I find this shocking.
Here's all I want to say. This is it. Is that we won in another walk-off situation this past Saturday.
It's delightful.
And even though you think, well, I mean, wouldn't it be nice to like wrap up the games around the fourth inning and just kind of coast? There's a time and a place for that, for sure. But we were playing Eastern Michigan. Their ace was pitching on Saturday.
Yeah.
We couldn't get anything going. And then we're down 1-0 at the top of the ninth or the bottom of the ninth. Mm-hmm. And we end up winning.
It's crazy.
Here's what I'm going to say about that. I think that there's a whole thing that happens with teams where this whole thing could turn on a dime, right? Yeah. Like tomorrow night. But
this whole thing could turn on a dime? I feel like that's the motto of A&M fans and Mississippi State fans
it
everywhere.
Really is.
Like, listen, I'm going to guard my heart because this whole thing could turn at any moment.
It could. So that's the whole thing is you have to rejoice while there's rejoicing, right?
Like you gotta
live in the moment because you just don't know. But I think when you learn that you can come from behind, that you're really never out.
Yes.
And that bears out over and over and over again. I just think that's a good indicator for how competitive you're almost conditioned to be as the season goes on.
Yes. I totally agree with that. I think the teams sometimes, it's not the teams that are the most talented. It's the ones that dig in and find a way to win.
It's grit.
Yeah, it is. And I think that becomes the key is like, can you find a way to win every time? And it's the intangible that you can't coach or train. It's just the heart of what a team is.
I trust that you have made notes as you have said that. So that can be your thing tomorrow with Caroline's soccer game. You can.
Oh, don't think that's exactly where it came from. It's because that's been my whole thing all season is like what it is, because I mean, her team, I look at them and they are not necessarily, they're talented, but they're not the most talented team out there, but they continue to find ways to win, you know, a lot of games or at least come close or whatever. And I'm like, this is what's going to get you through playoffs.
That's
like
right.
y'all figured out a way to win. And so I think that's important. I will also say the Aggie baseball team has found a way to win. We're on a really good streak.
Love it.
But I'm going to tell you that starting this Thursday is when we're at Florida. So,
sorry.
There again, this whole thing could turn on a dime. I really hope it doesn't, but I mean, that's going to be a formidable opponent.
Oh, no doubt. Well, I mean, the top five in the country right now are SEC schools.
Yeah.
And I looked at our baseball schedule. Alex and I are going in a couple of weeks for just like a one game. But I looked at our baseball schedule and I was like, well, this is going to be intense between.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always loaded, but it feels a little extra loaded this year. So,
yeah,
but it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
It'll be, listen, it'll be fun. It's loaded with talent. That's, you know, there isn't going to be an easy game from here on out for the most part, but it'll be fun to watch.
So I'm enjoying it. I don't know. Sometimes you get a mix of personalities on a team where you're just like, I love cheering for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. this team is really fun to cheer for because you can just tell they're all so individually competitive.
Yeah.
And it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's an appreciation. They lost their season last year. So yeah. I feel like across the board, there's this appreciation for their sport because they didn't get to do it last year. So I feel like everybody's come out a little on fire, which mm-hmm. I appreciate.
I do too. Makes me happy.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good.
Hey, it's me, here to talk about KiwiCo. It's so funny to me how different things from childhood shape who we become. I always say that my love of writing came after I wrote a short story in fourth grade that made my whole class laugh, and I had this moment of, oh, I can do that when I write. And my love of beauty products and fashion comes from the hours I spent in my grandmother's bathroom and closet looking through all her stuff. We all have memories and experiences from childhood that shape who we are today. And with the KiwiCo subscription, you and your child get everything needed to create unforgettable moments shipped right to your door. KiwiCo's fun and innovative crates provide engaging science and art projects for kids of all ages, for trailblazing toddlers to more experienced explorers and every stage in between. Most recently, we received a kit to make an electric pencil sharpener. Caroline has always loved building things and figuring out how things work. She clearly gets that from her dad. And so she loves any type of project that requires assembling things and learning how the parts work and how they all go together. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. This would be such a great thing to put in their Easter basket. KiwiCo takes exploration to new heights, from sailing the solar system, harnessing a hydraulic claw, playing pinball, conducting colorful chemistry, and so much more. And the crates are so cute that it's just as exciting as receiving it. You can encourage your kids to be innovators and creative thinkers because they won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. With different crates for kids of all ages, there is something for every kid on your list. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel at any time. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. You can get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code BIGBOO at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code BIGBOO.
So what about y'all? What's going on with soccer?
We have our, what I guess is going to be our last regular season game Tuesday night. So we're recording this on Monday. So Tuesday night, which is actually an away game because we were supposed to have our last home game on Friday against Seguin, and we just found out that Seguin has forfeited.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, they just said, no, thank you. So I'm so glad because that was a game that we had originally scheduled to do senior night on our last home game, and I'm so glad we didn't because that would have been real depressing to be like, well, there's no game.
Right.
Just come out on the field. So anyway, they just forfeited. But Caroline, so we had a game. So our spring break was last week, and so she ended up having a game on Friday morning, and she did great. It was a great game. They won, but she did something. She strained a tendon on her foot.
Oh, no.
So we have been, listen.
Caroline's her ankles.
The feet.
Listen.
I mean, I feel like.
Bless her.
The ankles, the ice, the anti-inflammatory. I mean, like, we've been laughing because she's like, here, let me just go put on my arthritis cream mm-hmm. again at 17 years old. I mean, she's missing a toenail at this point. I'm like,
bless
those
her.
Feet, we're going to need to do some extensive rehab. So we've been icing it. So it feels better today. We're actually going back to the doctor to get it checked out tomorrow. So she may or may not play tomorrow night just because then starting the next week, they go into playoffs. And
okay.
So I'm like, we don't need to win this game to be in playoffs. So I'm like, let's not risk hurting the foot. When you could have 2 weeks, you know, mm-hmm. essentially 2 weeks off and get to rest. So she's not necessarily a fan of that opinion, but that is her mother's opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so that was it. So we spent a lot of time this weekend with ice and anti-inflammatories and, you know, all the stuff that we do.
Bless her heart. I'm sorry.
I know. Listen, she said the other day, she said, it's really been probably 4 years since I've played soccer without being pain. And I was like, that sounds delightful. Sounds great.
Did you give her a good, like, encouraging speech about how her character's been forged and the fire and all that?
You know, I did. I said, it's this kind of adversity that's going to get you through. Like, this is taught you, this translates to bigger and better things in life. You've learned that you don't quit. You've learned that you persevere.
That's right.
You get through the pain. And now she's talking about when soccer's over that she may take up jujitsu. So in the whole scheme of things, she's
serious?
Got
serious.
Yes, that's what she's decided she thinks she wants to do.
Good for her.
Listen,
good for her.
I know that's what she thinks she wants to do. So we're gonna. So next thing you know, I may be like, "Hey, I gotta go. I got a jujitsu tournament to get to."
You may be. Listen,
it's a whole thing.
I bet she'll be great at it.
Yeah, she's always, you know, she likes to fight. So that's
yes.
Mm-hmm. And there is a thing that is a mom who's about to send her daughter off to college. I mean, Perry and I are in full support of it because it's ultimately self-defense.
Yeah.
So like, it's a great way to know how to kind of take care of yourself. So it's not a bad thing to do. It just has made me laugh that we're quitting soccer because of the pain and we're going to take up fighting instead.
Well, I wonder if you think she'll compete or do you think she'll just learn the art of jiu-jitsu?
You know, I don't know. I mean, right now, just learning, but she's such a competitor that it wouldn't surprise me if she decided that really the definitive way to be good at something is to be able to beat some people. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it. So we wrapped up our spring break and just kind of low key. And then the worst, because I feel like in years past, daylight savings time happened when we were starting spring break. Mm-hmm. But to have daylight savings time start as you're ending spring break feels like the cruelest of all jokes.
When are we going to stop this charade?
It's so stupid. It's so dumb. I mean, it makes no sense. Like, what are we doing? We're not conserving our candle wax. We're not trying to worry about what time we're going to get our crops in. There's no reason to change our time. It's the dumbest thing that we, well, not the dumbest thing we do, because there's so many dumb things.
There's a lot of dumb things.
It's one of the dumbest.
Well, I will say what was so weird about it is I was fine waking up Sunday morning and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But this morning I woke up like at 5, which is really like 4. And I was wide awake and I was like, well, this does not even make sense. Like, I just, I don't even understand it. But I'm going to tell you what I do like. I like these longer days, you know.
Yes.
I like the, but then also yesterday I felt like the day lasted for, I don't know, 71, 72 hours. Like, I couldn't figure out when am I supposed to start winding down? I couldn't get my rhythm in the day at all, but I'll figure it out at some point.
No, it takes me about a month of daylight savings time before I'm like, oh, it's 8:30 and we haven't eaten dinner.
Right.
Like, I count on the dusk to signal that it's time to start cooking dinner.
Yes.
And so last night it was that whole thing of Perry, like, he came in and he's like, hey, I'm going to go hop in the shower. And I was like, why? And I was like, oh, because it's 6:45 at night. That's why. Like, he's done with his day. But to me, I thought it was still like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hey y'all, it's me, taking a quick break to tell you about my favorite obsession, Best Fiends, because sometimes in the year 2021, my brain just needs a break. I need to do something that gets my mind off of all the stresses of life. And a few weeks ago, when the weather tried to kill us in Texas, I spent so much time inside playing Best Fiends to keep my mind off the stress of worrying, are our pipes about to burst? Is our power going to stay on? Are all our plants in our yard going to die? The answer to that last one is yes, they are. They're all going to die. But when I need to wind down, I love to play a few levels in Best Fiends, the 5-star rated mobile puzzle game. I love playing Best Fiends at night, and I've told y'all this because it's a great way to get Caroline to talk to me about her life. And if I act like I'm not paying 100% attention, she tells me so much more. So I sit there and I clear a few levels in Best Fiends, and she talks and tells me about her life. That's a free parenting tip. I'm currently on level 590. I'm so close to 600, and I feel absurdly proud of myself. There's nothing as satisfying as moving to the next level and feeling like I've accomplished something while relaxing at the same time. It's basically my version of needlepoint. If you can say a game is your hobby, I would say Best Fiends is my hobby. It's such a great way to pass time when you're bored, when you're waiting on hold for the cable company that I just had to call and cancel, when you're sitting in a doctor's office, or whenever you need a quick brain break. It's free to download, which is the best. And when Best Fiends says the fun never ends, that is not an exaggeration, y'all. There are 5,000 levels and counting, so there's always another update. There's more levels, fun changes to the game. I love it. You can download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Thanks, Best Fiends, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Now, there's a thing that I started watching a couple of weeks ago that I totally forgot to mention last week. And I watched the second episode on Friday. And that is on the new Paramount Plus, which used to be CBS All Access. There is The Real World Homecoming with the original cast of The Real World, which I don't know how you walked through this when you were in college. But when I hear those voices start to say, like, this is the story of seven strangers picked to live in a loft, I am back on University Drive in Starkville, Mississippi. Like, it takes me right back because I watched those episodes over and over and over and over. And
Yeah, it was a staple. It was a college staple. Oh,
so they're back and they're in the same loft and they're our age, you know.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. So they've got their arthritis cream is what you're telling me.
So, you know, everybody's got gray hair and crow's feet and all that kind of stuff. But I've loved seeing them again. Like, it's just like they were such a part of my college life that it's so neat to just hear their voices and to see them again. And I don't know. I've loved it. Now the language is terrible because they don't bleep out on Paramount Plus what they would have bleeped out on MTV back in the day.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you that Heather B, who, you know, of course was in the original cast or else she wouldn't be on it. And now I don't know. Heather's in her 40s, I guess, is such a delight. Like, I forgot how much I adore her personality until I saw her again. And then, you know, Julie lives here in Birmingham, but I do not know her.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just been fun to see them again. I enjoyed it. So I've just seen two episodes. Again, the language is terrible. I just want to reinforce that, but it's just neat to see who everybody grew up to be.
Okay, that's so interesting. So it comes on, it's a weekly deal is what you're telling me?
Yeah, it comes on Paramount Plus, but they didn't release them all at once. And I was really disappointed in that because I settled in weekend before last thinking I was about to have me a marathon.
Yes, I hate that.
And I just got one episode. But but anyway, I'm so happy to be in their company again. And it's so weird to see them because you get glimpses still, just like you do with your friends you've known forever. You get glimpses of what they used to look like. And then, you know, you kind of see them full frame and you're like, well, now you're someone's mom. So,
yeah, that's right.
Now you're someone's dad.
Yeah, it's very strange, isn't it, how that happens?
It does.
And you're like, oh, okay. Well, I've been watching, I think I mentioned it last week, I started watching Firefly Lane, which people had told me, and I'm now almost done with it. I think I have two episodes left, and here is what I'm going to tell you. Overall, it's fine. Like, it sucks you in.
Okay.
Like, I can't quit watching it because I kind of want to see what happens. I'm going to say one thing. I don't remember Katherine Heigl bugging me this much when she was on Grey's Anatomy.
Really?
There's something about her. Like, I don't know if it's the character she's playing who is kind of supposed to be obnoxious and over the top, or if she is just obnoxious and over the top, but I feel like she maybe overacts. I can't decide.
Okay.
Like, I don't think the acting is great necessarily.
Okay.
In it. And I haven't read the book Firefly Lane, so I don't know how closely it sticks with the book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good, but like last night I think I was watching episode 8 and I thought, I think at this point y'all are all exhausting me. I'm exhausted.
Yes.
Like I'm tired. Like it's the character that Katherine Heigl plays is named Tully Hart, and I'm like, Tully, you're a drag. I'm sorry, but you're exhausting as a friend. Like, I'm exhausted just watching you as a friend, which I think maybe is what it's supposed to be. But like, Gully started watching it and she was like, I thought this was a story about like two really good friends. And she said, but I can't decide if they're actually nice to each other or not. And I was like, that's it. It's like at times, but then I'm like, it feels, I don't know. So all that to say, it's been a fine use of my time. But I'll be ready for it to be over because last night I thought, I'm so tired. Like, I need y'all to come to some sort of resolution. I need everybody to find some peace. But they leave like these little kind of cliffhangers in each episode where it's just enough where you're like, well, now I got it because I have to know how it ends.
Okay. So you can't just walk away is what you're saying.
No, I can't walk away. And it's fine. But it's like, it's edgier than like a Sweet Magnolias, but it's kind of acting wise, kind of in that same line. I don't know. It's just, it's been fine. But I would be interested to know, not enough to actually read the book at this point, mm-hmm. because I'm like, I would be interested to know if it's really like the book at all. Cause it's a lot of back and forth and moving back between decades. And I don't know. It's made me feel tired.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like it's been your favorite.
No, I don't, but I like it.
Okay.
Like I'm interested in how it ends, but I think it's dragged. Like really last night when I was like, there are 10 episodes to this. Cause it feels like y'all could have wrapped this up in 6. Like,
okay.
You know, and normally with a show, sometimes you wish that there were more episodes.
Yeah. I mean, that's usually a good sign if you wish it would come back around.
Hey y'all, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Rothy's. You could make your mark in the new year with comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags from Rothy's. Rothy's makes stylish, sustainable shoes and bags. They're carefully crafted with eco-friendly materials like repurposed plastic water bottles and marine plastic. And here's the thing, they are so incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period thanks to their seamlessly knit-to-shape design. With so many chic styles to choose from, Rothy's shoes are the perfect way to step into a new year. I recently got the flats in green Botanic camo. I was so hesitant to get a flat because I have rarely found a flat that fits comfortably and actually looks cute. And now that the weather has finally warmed up, I've started wearing them. I cannot believe how much I love them. They're the first flats that I've actually liked since a pair of silver penny loafers I had back in 1988. They're so comfortable, I can wear them all day long. They check all the boxes. As soon as I put them on, I'm like, this is like Cinderella. It's a perfect fit. Rothy's are available in a range of styles and come in such an array of colors. There's prints, there's patterns, there's a cute cheetah print, there's a taupe camo that I'm eyeing next. Oh, and there's some yellow candy stripe sneakers that would be so cute for spring and summer. Rothy's shoes are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles, so they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. I didn't believe it until I tried it. There's zero break-in period. Plus, Rothy's comes with free shipping and free returns on eligible items. Another huge bonus, they're fully machine washable. What? That doesn't even make sense. You simply toss them in the washing machine whenever they need a refresh, and they come out smelling good, and they're clean. I wish all my shoes did this. From Rothy's innovative manufacturing methods to their planet-friendly materials, they consider sustainability every step of the way. You will love Rothy's. Check out all their amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/bigboo. That's rothys.com, rothys.com/bigboo. Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. I have no doubt. Head to rothys.com/bigboo today.
I will say, I had a conversation yesterday where I was like, I wish that there could be a second season of WandaVision. But
okay,
which I had the nerdiest yesterday morning before church started, and I'm not going to even explain it. I don't. Maybe I'll mm-hmm. write about it at some point. I had the nerdiest epiphany, about how I see a critical piece of WandaVision, how I can look at my own life and see how that has played out over the course mm-hmm. of the last, say, 20 years. And I felt, I don't know. I mean, I was grateful for the epiphany, but I thought, who would have thought? I would have that the impetus for this would have been a Marvel character. But here we are. So yeah. Anyway, but I would love for there to be a second season of it. I just don't think there will be. I don't think it works with the, you know.
Oh, okay. The way, so it's not a second season kind of show.
No, I don't think it is. Okay. People have tried to explain to me why it's not, and I'll just take their mm-hmm. word for it. Like, it's got something to do with the way they set up what movie comes out next.
Okay.
And I don't know, but apparently it wouldn't work with the Marvel Universe for there to be a second season of WandaVision. So,
okay. Well, in the Marvel Universe, so this is funny because I had told Perry like last week, I said, hey, you know, a show that I think we may want to watch together, because you don't always love when we can find a show, and mm-hmm. it's so rare. And I said, I think WandaVision. He was like, I don't care about that. He's like, I don't care about the Marvel Universe. I don't care about any of that. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to tell you what was on our TV last night, blaring at volume 72, was Avengers Endgame. So I'm like, and he watched the whole thing.
He does care.
Yes. I'm like, well, then why are we watching this if we don't care about WandaVision? I don't understand.
Maybe he filed it away in the back of his head and he was like, okay, maybe I'll watch WandaVision. Because Endgame was one of the ones that Alex got me to watch before I watched. I mean, before
yeah.
after I'd started watching WandaVision, but didn't understand anything.
So. I know. Well, and we've seen Endgame because we went and watched it as a family, because I remember sitting in the movie theater vividly back in pre-pandemic days going, I don't understand this movie and what's happening and why everybody's turning into a million pieces.
Right.
So I don't, you know, so I felt like I was really going to stretch myself and be like, let's watch WandaVision. And then nobody really cared. So I'm going to have to revisit that, because I'm like, God, we need a show to watch.
Mm-hmm. There's not much. I feel like I feel this way about music right now, too. I've been trying to put together a March playlist, but there's not a whole lot of new stuff from the people that I typically listen to. You know, I feel like that's where not everybody has had a Taylor Swift response in the pandemic. So there's just there's not as much to listen to.
Hey, it's me, here to take a quick break to tell you about Third Love. Third Love bras are amazing. They're designed for your perfect fit. Third Love uses the measurements of millions of women to design bras with all-day comfort and support. They have a perfect fit promise. They stand behind their products, and if you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free for 60 days. And they have more than 80 sizes. Every Third Love bra is made with signature memory foam cups, no slip straps, and a scratch-free band. That may be my favorite part. From cups AA to I, including half cups and bands from 30 to 48, there is truly a size for everyone. So you go on and you take this fitting room quiz. It's easy, it's quick, it's fun. It's interactive and it focuses on your size, your breast shape, your current fit issues, and your personal style to deliver bras and underwear that are perfect for you. And throughout the whole thing, there's fit stylists that are available for one-on-one chats to answer any of your questions. To me, it's so much better than a traditional bra fitting experience, because this one you do from the comfort and convenience of your own home, which is how I prefer to do everything. When I got my bra in, I couldn't believe how well it fit and how comfortable it was. That's something that I've really never said about a bra before. And they stand behind their products. If you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free. Third Love creates better bras that focus on what matters, keeping you comfortable. That is my number one priority these days. And there's the new lounge by Third Love. It's made to wear everywhere. Their luxe mix and match styles are your unofficial uniform for anything you feel like doing, working from home, lounging, running errands. It's premium cotton fabrics and drapey, easy fit knits and wovens available in sizes XS through 3X, all with the quality and fit Third Love is known for. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering Big Boo listeners 20% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/bigboo now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/bigboo for 20% off today. I know you'll love Third Love as much as we do.
Now, you mentioned, I feel like, was it last week you mentioned that Caroline had found somebody to room with at A&M?
Yes.
So what's next in those preparations?
Well, let me tell you what's next. So we officially, I guess phase three opened up of housing, which is where you put your roommate preference. So she and this girl that she are going to live with, they put each other down. So that part's done.
Okay.
Now we wait until May when they open it up. According to the timestamp of when you got in, you get to choose your dorm. So we don't know for sure what dorm she's going to get. So we kind of have them listed, and listen, I've compiled a list of the order in which she probably wants them based on my research and location where she wants to be. But I'm going to tell you that she started showing me pictures she and this girl have sent back and forth to each other about their dorm room and how they want to decorate and like what they want it to look like. I'm going to tell you that apparently the way I'm coping with becoming an empty nester is that I have created mood boards, multiple mood boards online.
You like Pinterest? How are you making mood boards?
Oh no, I Googled how do you make a mood board online, and so I'm on Canva.
Okay.
And I can't even tell you, this is something like, would this have benefited me with like Fashion Friday and all this stuff I've done all these years to know how to do a mood board? Sure, it would have. That would have been a great skill. You know what has made me do it? Thinking about decorating a dorm room.
Okay.
And like, and Caroline comes in and I'm so excited. I'm like, look at this one I did. I call this one Western Boho Chic.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I have it with the whole thing. And she's like, that's good, Mom. And I'm like, she doesn't care. But it's like, it's the way, like, I was in Target today and I was walking around going, what do I think is the best underbed storage? Like, we need to figure out a way that it's going to look good and be practical. I can already tell this is going to be a whole thing for
this
me.
Listen, this is the Fiesta box thing.
It is.
This is that, but just 2.0.
This is the new version. And like, I was looking at floor lamps because I was like, you're not going to just want those overhead fluorescent lamps. You're going to need a floor lamp to set the mood. We're going to need some sort of a futon thing. We need a rug. What do we do about curtains? Like, I'm just shy of like contacting somebody at A&M going, can I please come in and measure these different dorm rooms so that I know what our curtain situation is going to be? Like, I can already tell I'm going to go down a whole thing.
Now, let me ask you, and this is a delicate subject because... Mm-hmm. But there's a place here where you can go and they will help you put your dorm room together. And yes. They have all your measurements of all your various dorms at Auburn and at Alabama and all that. Mm-hmm. But but I feel like what you're saying is this is really something you want to tackle on your own.
Yeah, it is. And see, and then that I'm like, well, that feels over the top to hire somebody to help. You know what I mean?
I think it is. I'm just saying that's not stopping anybody.
No. Well, no. And I get it. I mean, because all you have to do is go on Pinterest and Google Ole Miss dorm rooms and you're going to see rooms that look better than my current bedroom does. You know, like,
listen,
it's a whole thing.
My friend Stephanie, who I went to state with, not my friend Stephanie here in Birmingham, but another Stephanie, mm-hmm. started a Facebook group because she used to always post like the highlights of Mississippi dorm rooms because mm-hmm. they don't play. No. And so she actually started a Facebook page that has a few thousand members now, and it's called Dorm Rooms of Mississippi and Beyond.
Right now.
And people, you can go and you can join the page and then you can see pictures of what they've done at State and Ole Miss, USM, different places. And then you can, like, if you have a question, like I've seen even people ask, like, where did you get that headboard? Mm-hmm. And they'll talk about how they did it. And then some people will come on and say, like, I'm really proud of myself because I did this. Like, I tried to be super thrifty as I put this room together, and uh-huh. then they source it out, and it's fascinating.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I mean, it's like a whole industry now because, mm-hmm. and here's one of my problems is both of the dorms, either dorm option that she chooses, they kind of have the furniture that you get. Like some dorms you look and they've got better, but theirs is like it's like a stained paneled wood color. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Which part of me is like, I really wish we could paint that white, but that's not going to really be an option. So anyway, that I feel like kind of limits. And then I was showing her, I said, look, I like the beds that have the long skirts that cover. And she was like, no, I'm just going to loft my bed and put my desk under it. So, you know, I'm going to have to let her be like, mm-hmm. it's going to have to be this whole, she's not going to let me create an Ole Miss dorm room. I'm just saying that for me, it has become apparently my new hobby. And it's where I'm channeling my empty nester angst mm-hmm. is like, by Googling what kind of vacuum is going to be the best for her to have in her dorm room.
Right.
What are our underbed storage options? Going to IKEA, looking at, do we want some sort of nightstand situation with storage? I'm just, it's where all my energy is going right now.
Well, you know, you cope, everybody copes in their own way. And
that's it.
This is a way to cope and be productive. So I say brava.
Yeah, that's it. So, and I laughed because I texted Gully and I said, apparently I'm coping by looking at making mood boards for dorm rooms. And I said, and Caroline doesn't really even care. And Gully was like, oh, I'll look at them and be so excited.
That's
all we need. You can sit and tell me how cute they would be. So anyway, that is that. So I've spent some time doing that and it is a rabbit hole.
Now, have they talked about, do they know what kind of bedspreads they want? Have they talked about that at all?
Yeah, so they have kind of looked at that. So, of course, the one that they're looking at is from Urban.
Okay, Urban. That's from Urban.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so because Caroline has felt strongly, and apparently this girl does too, they don't want a white bedspread,
okay.
which I actually agree with because I think the white looks so pretty. But I'm like, you spend so much time sitting on your bed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I said, you're not going to want to have to pull off and wash a duvet once a week.
Right.
Like, you know, so I do like that we've decided to maybe go with a color mm-hmm. of some sort. So I don't know. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll let you know how the mood boards go. Just know that I was at Target today looking at underbed storage and plants, faux plants, because we want a lot of greenery.
Oh, it makes me happy. Well, yeah. in other news, in terms of, my goodness, our kids are getting old.
Yes.
Alex turned 18 yesterday.
I cannot deal.
18 years old. He is 18 years old.
He's a man.
He is.
That's crazy. That is crazy. And when you post it on Instagram, anytime you show a picture of baby toddler Alex with those blue eyes, it just kills me. It kills me because he looks like a little movie baby.
Oh.
Like, he's just, oh my gosh. And here he is, just a grown up.
He's just a grown up. And so he's 18. That's so weird. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
This is maybe the first one. Like 16 felt old because of the driver's license. And then 17, you're like, oh, that's pretty close to 18. But 18 is real close to 20, you know? So I don't know, but it's sure been fun. And so he's living his best life this week because their spring musical is this week. And he did that this spring instead of lacrosse and has had a blast, has loved it so much. And so we can't wait to see all that in action. There's a ton of kids who were doing the musical. And anyway, it's going to be super fun. So he has dress rehearsal tonight.
It feels like a lot. It's like you had college visit one week, turning 18 the next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's just, God, it's crazy. It's, I just saw a mom that I know just kind of casually when I was in Target earlier. And she was like, is your daughter a senior this year? And I was like, she is. And she goes, oh, and I said, now how old's your oldest? And she said, seventh grade. And she said, I can't believe it. And I want to say, sister, you better hold on.
Because
you have no idea. Like, you hate to be that mom. And I really try not to be, but I'm like, oh no, it goes so fast.
It's about to fly. As soon as you hit the junior high part or the middle school, whichever you call it.
Yeah.
It goes so, so fast. So
yeah.
Anyway, I don't know. I told David last week, I can't remember what it was. Oh, he was applying for something and he knew, I mean, they were in like rehearsals every night and he had a lot going on with school. And so every day it was like, he had something different he wanted to get done for this application he was filling out. And I was like, I think he can be okay going to college.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in terms of like, I think he can, you know, he can understand a schedule and get up in time and prioritize what needs to get done. But it's weird how that happens because it's, it sneaks up on you, you know, how they can take care of their business.
It does. And because I think a lot of times when they know you're here to do it, they won't take care of their business because they know that you will. Like, in fact, I was telling some friends this week, I said, I hope Caroline isn't a messy roommate because the way she leaves her room or whatever. And Perry said, that's because she knows that eventually you're going to break and go in there and clean the floor. Like, you can't help it. Like, it drives you. And I was like, that's exactly right. Because after day three of the clean laundry sitting on the end of the bed, I'm going to go put it away because it's driving me crazy that it's sitting there.
Yeah, I won't look. I just don't look.
See?
And sometimes I go in and I'll take a look around and I'll go, we need to deal with this. And he'll, okay. But
I know.
Sometimes he does. Sometimes he doesn't.
Listen, it's a whole thing.
I know
it's a whole thing. 18. It's crazy.
I know. How old was he when we started this podcast? Six?
Three.
No.
Was he? No, four. They were four.
Yeah, they were. Oh, Lord have mercy.
I know. Think about little voices. Because remember, we have that one clip of me telling Caroline, like, go play. Leave me alone. And remember, I felt so
just
terrible.
Go watch a movie.
Go watch a movie. Mommy needs to podcast. And now I'm like, that's terrible.
What's not? She turned out fine.
She did. And I was so tired. You forget that there was a time that they were constantly underfoot and in your space at all times.
I know. And I told David yesterday, I said, he's just never home. Like, he's never home, but
they're gone all the time.
I know. Okay. So this week it's my turn for five favorites.
Okay. Yay.
And I have thought through these five favorites as I tend to do. I overanalyze, but I'm really starting to think too in terms of we've got graduations coming up. So a couple of these I think would be nice graduation gifts. Here's the first one I want to mention is a sweatshirt that I bought on a whim from Nordstrom because it said it was 100% cotton. Mm. And I feel like 100% cotton, anything is hard to come by in this day of stretchy things.
Yes.
But I love the way a cotton sweatshirt breathes, especially in the springtime. And this is a Caslin, which is a brand. I feel like I've only seen it at Nordstrom, but I'm sure it's in other places. A Caslin camo sweatshirt. Okay. It comes in all sizes. It was one of those things where I was like, you know, will I like it? Will it be scratchy or whatever? Mm-hmm. I wore it one day last week and I just all day kept thinking, I don't know when I've enjoyed wearing something so much in a long time.
Oh, okay. Well, that is high praise.
Yeah. It's just so soft and so comfortable and it's cute. The colors are kind of muted, but it's just, it's fun. It feels like a springtime sweatshirt. I don't know how to describe it, but I love it. I love it a lot. And it's got kind of like at the ends of the sleeves, the cuffs aren't your normal sweatshirt size cuffs. They're kind of exaggerated and big. Mm-hmm. So it's just got, you know, a couple of little touches like that that elevated a little bit from just a workout sweatshirt. But it's super cute. And I look forward to when I get to wear it again. Like I really this morning I thought, can I wear that again? I just wore it a few days ago. Can I wear it again? So I may wear it tomorrow to
school. I love that. Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Okay, great. Okay, that's a good one.
The second thing is there is a book that I got, I don't know, about a month ago. It is a book that is edited by Sarah Bessie. Mm-hmm. And it's called A Rhythm of Prayer, A Collection of Meditations for Renewal. And it's there are a bunch of different. Who's upset? Which dog is upset?
It's Mabel. She's around on the corner. I mean, like I can't even tell you. Like somebody's in the front yard, so she's run all the way around the house and she's barking. But hopefully now she's done.
It's Hazel's turn soon.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, there are a bunch of different contributors to this book. There's Barbara Brown Taylor contributes. Amina Brown contributes. Aaliyah Joy contributes. Just a lot of people that people might recognize either from having read their books or from Twitter or Instagram or whatever. And it has been for me, and I know that I'm kind of coming up on this transition as I'm getting ready to leave school, a place I've been for 21 years. So I know I'm tenderhearted in those ways, just, kind of feels like an end of an era and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And it's just been really moving and encouraging to read in the mornings. It's very poetic. Some are essays, some are more like poems. And here's really what I love about it is of course, it gives a little biography at the end, and people from a lot of different faith traditions and denominations and stuff. And what I've thought about over and over again is even if in places where I might not line up theologically with people, like where we might not go plant a church together. It's so good to read and think about their perspectives on Jesus and to see how much they love Jesus and to learn from what they know to be true about Jesus. And I love just kind of the opportunity to learn from people who might not share my same denominational background or whatever. I don't know. I feel like it's challenged me in some ways. I've loved reading it. So,
okay. I love that.
I highly recommend it. If somebody is looking for something to read in the mornings or just to keep in your car, if you need encouragement, I have one friend who said she just sat and read the whole thing when she was waiting at the doctor's office. And I thought, then she's never been more encouraged. Mm-hmm. And it's just really beautiful. I don't have a poetic writing voice. I don't know if you know that about me.
No, you and me both.
I don't.
From the dawn of time.
I don't put things into metaphors well. I don't put things into similes well a lot of times. And so when I come across a voice like Amina Brown's, it laid me out. Laid me out. So it's just beautiful. So yay for that.
Okay, that's good.
The third thing is our friends at Two Funny Girls. And we've mentioned these before, but it's really on my radar now for graduation presents. Yeah. They have college campus skyline notepads. I keep one of these by my computer. I'm looking at mine right now. Mm-hmm. I wrote a note on it earlier because I know what part of this episode I want to make a clip of for Instagram. And so they're great looking, but they're not for all schools. However, even if the school that you want is not there, they also do notepads for each state. And so you could pick the state where somebody grew up or the state where they're going to college. But it's just, you get three notepads. It's a great practical gift you could give to girls or to guys. And I love them.
Yeah, I love ours. Caroline has some. We have some. I love them. They're like a great, they just make me happy every time I see them.
Mm-hmm. They're just abstract enough that somebody who went to, or they're detailed enough that somebody who went to that school or is familiar with that school would go like, that's my school. They're really fun. The fourth thing is actually, oh, there's Hazel. The fourth thing is actually something that Melanie sent me. I think it was about this time last year when I was running at a fairly high level of overwhelm.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I tend to operate from the perspective that I'm totally fine until I'm not. And I had hit a point where I wasn't, because it was just, we had a lot going on with the podcast. I had a lot going on at work, and I was in the middle of trying to get the edits done for Stand All the Way Up. And so Melanie very kindly, because she's an encouraging friend, sent me a print from 50 States of Beauty.
Oh, yeah.
You remember this? And the particular kind of print she I looked it up because I love the style of it so much. The particular kind of print you sent me, you may not know this, it's called American gouache. That's what that style is called. It's I looked up the definition, but I can't remember it because I've never heard that word before.
Okay.
It's just, it's whimsical, it's fun, it's colorful, it's all the things I like. Melanie sent me one from Mississippi, and which is where I grew up, and they're so great. And so that's another great graduation gift, I think, especially if somebody's going out of state. But anyway, I just really love it. And it makes me smile every time I look at it, because one, Melanie gave it to me, but two, it is stinking cute. So
yeah, they are really cute. Yeah. I kind of fell in love with their stuff. I think it's so cute and bright and just fun.
But it's because you didn't even know it, but you like the American gouache style.
I did. I didn't even know that was a thing, but now I do, and I'm a fan of it. Yes. That is the style that I like.
Okay, so here's my fifth thing. This also could be really pretty much, I don't know if you want to give somebody a camo sweatshirt, but anything else pretty much could be a graduation gift.
Yeah.
But my friend David Conrad, I don't know the story of how he found this book, but I bought it on a whim. I was like, I want to read that, because it's like a... Here's what it's called: The Boy, the Mole, the Fox, and the Horse.
Okay.
And it's by Charles Mackesy. I think I'm saying his last name correctly. Mm-hmm. And here's all I can tell you about this book, is that by page 4, I was sobbing.
Like
it hit me. It hit me in my feels, as the kids would say.
Yes.
And it's, I don't even know how to explain it. It's his illustrations. Mm-hmm. Really beautiful. And it's just the conversation that happens between the boy, the mole, the fox, and the horse. And it's a little over 100 pages, and there's not much to read on each page, but it's really deep and really good. And I love it. It's the kind of thing where if it were a rainy afternoon, you might just want to sit down with it again. Every page could be a journal prompt. It's really beautiful. And so I would say, I got it on my Kindle. I would encourage ordering a hardback copy of it, because on the Kindle, it's not quite the same. I was just really, really desperate to read it. So.
Okay. All right. That's a good, I may get that. That sounds good.
It's sweet as it can be. And I mean, not just for, it's not, I guess it could be a kid's book, but really it's for grownups.
Okay. And so, I love that.
It's all about fear, and I don't know. It's great. So.
Okay. All right. That's good. Well, those are great favorites.
Thanks. I don't know. I guess I've just been in a tenderhearted place, so I feel like I've got some tenderhearted favorites this week, but.
Yeah. Well, I get that. It's because it's the passage of time. It is.
Yes.
It's the passage of time. It just gets to us. It's funny because, did I tell you last week that we had talked about that we ought to watch Wonder Years as a family? And then Perry was like, no, we don't need to watch that as a family. And then on Saturday night, we were sitting and talking and just kind of having a conversation. And I said, so are we not going to watch the Wonder Years? And Perry was like, you can't watch it right now. He was like, that is a bad call. And I was like, yeah. And Caroline was like, why? And I said, because it's about growing up. And I got real...
Here she goes.
That's it. Sorry. Oh. So I'm just going to go back to making my mood boards and.
Whatever gets you through.
I kept thinking about when I was working on those mood boards. I thought, this is one of those things that I can't wait to tell Retha, because. She's going to tell me I need to get off Canva and start dealing with my real feelings. And I already know it. I already know.
I know. I know she is. She's going to say, huh? So you think that makes it better?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you pinning all those bedspreads from Urban is making you feel like that's going to help you emotionally cope. Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. Thank you. Thank
Golly.
You for understanding. But listen, we all cope in our different ways.
Bless it. Bless it.
I know. Listen, it's hard on a mom.
It's hard on a mom. All right. Mm. Well, so just as a reminder, this week on Monday, we released, today is Monday, but I'm talking about it like it's the past tense. But so yeah. Today, Monday, we released the first episode in our bonus series we're doing. It's called Five Questions. This time it's a conversation with Erin Moon, our friend and writer. And there'll be a new one of those next week. But there will not be a new one of these next week because it's spring break.
That's right. We're taking the week off.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get that bonus episode loaded up. And then so we'll also have a new Patreon episode later this week because, again, next week, taking the week off. So anyway, but we'll be back with within the normal rhythm, I guess, not week after next.
Yeah, the week after next. If you can keep up with that, then kudos to you.
Listen, I can hardly keep up with it.
I get it. We're just trying to keep it all together.
We are. All right. Well, we hope y'all have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.